not sure if you have that south of the border, but boy, they make real good bread. And a little pricey, but you know what? The quality is well worth it. Don't mind paying a little extra for a loaf of bread. And the scripture does say that it'll take an ounce of gold to buy a bag of a loaf of bread or something like that in the end time. So I'm guessing we are now in the end time. This is the end times. All of the prophecies pertaining to the end times are being fulfilled before our very eyes. So no need to be using the excuse that, yeah, no, we got lots of time left. Don't get tricked into that silliness. Anyway, this is the Amen Radio Missionary Fellowship Net. We take it serious, but we also have a little fun with it. KA2RMS is the club call if you're looking us up on QRZ. My call is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha if you're looking me up. Anyone wishing to join, please come now. AA0LF, AA0LF. I just noticed my linear was off. Is that any better, Tom? KA2 or sorry, A VA7 RA listening? Okay, very good. Well, I'm listening to myself into KFS. And I will got to tell you that the signal is now 5 and 9. Okay, yeah, I had lost my linear, and that's why you lost me. So I just went back and checked my settings. I can see that it was off. Oh, I stressed it out, I guess, somehow. But nonetheless, Tom, got you there, 5x5 over the air. Very good. And no contractors yet, eh? Okay, very good, Tom. Tom, I gotta say, over the last year or so, you've pretty much rebuilt your property. Are you willing into any members of the family or something, or are you gearing up to sell it over?
That's the main reason. We got both now. maybe our 20-year roof might need replaced, but that's only been there for 15 years now, so we got a while on the roof yet, but we're planning to stick around for a while, so no plans to move yet.
Yeah, I gotta say, you've done a great job at renovating. I've been kind of following it along and thinking, my goodness, you poured a bunch into the upgrade of your property. I was wondering if you're getting ready to, you know, just so that you can leave it to a family or something. But how long have you been there on that property, over?
We've been here about, I think, around 27 years, so 27, 28 years, somewhere in there. So, yeah, that new driveway is beautiful. Well, we did have a HELOC loan. That's what we're paying for everything with. So, we almost have a house paid off. So, then we're going to put all our money into that HELOC loan and get that paid off. So, yeah, we're not rich by any means, but we're definitely using the advantage. Yeah, Beth says we're, maybe a year or two, maybe a little over a year, we'll have a house paid off. So that'll be a plus in our favor.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah, we call that a reverse mortgage. That's where they... it's another term I think for it too, but they offer that here as well, whereby you can use the equity in your home as a reverse mortgage, and then I don't know how the payments work, but whether or not, I don't think you actually have any payments, but basically what you're doing if you do that is you're giving the home away to them. The mortgage company will own it in the end. But you get yourself all renovated and everything, and you lose the equity in the end. So anyway, all kinds of ways of doing it, Tom, and you figured it out and got it done, and good on you there. Nice to have a nice driveway, and you got new garage and everything, I think, there in the backyard and all that kind of thing. Now all you need is a tower in the backyard, and you'll be all set, over.
Yeah, we got a pole out there that I got from a concrete company, and it's a 25-foot pole, and that's what I plan to put the beam and the rotator on. And I wanted to move, but now it's getting cold, and I need to get a lift. I think I can get one from where I used to work at the rental store, Cat Rental. And I think I can get one of the guys that I worked with to bring one over. He works in the rental. And I get it for free. So I'm going to try to get one of those and then get that antenna up. I just got a roll of, I don't know if it's going to work or not. It's actually it's an 8-wire, I think it's for underground. I'm trying to think here. It's like heavy duty. It's got the layer on it for UV resistance and all that stuff. Because I need an 8-wire cable now since I bought this other rotator. So gotta get that up, and I've got plenty of coax, but it's a little old, but it's all good. So I'm gonna try to use that. And I'd like to bury it, but I don't know if that's gonna work or not. But that's my plan, and I've got that TR-33 Junior that I'm gonna put up. So it's all here. I just need to get it done now. A VA-7RA. This is
AA0LF. Yeah, very good. You might want to plan a good concrete base for it, of course, but a tilt over arrangement so that it they sell actually tilt over kits that you can mount
a tower or a pole on, and that way you can lower it down then to service the antenna. Just a second. Anyone else wishing to join the Amateur Radio Missionaries Fellowship net, call VA7RA. There's the Baker dozen that we were talking about, Tom. The Baker finally pulled it out of the oven for us there. Go ahead, you're bottom of the list. It's Tom and I alone here at this moment. Number 13, take your turn, Dean. Okay, very good, Dean. Thank you so much for getting in here, because we were just talking property and renovations. Tom is waiting for contractors to tear off the old front step and put on a new one. So that's all we were up to, Dean. And thank you so much for getting up and sharing Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. Oh my, that's a pretty nice farm picture there, and telling us how that we can be taken care of like we take care of the flocks in the barn. K0TVJ, go ahead and say hi to Tom, over. All right, 73 is a 99 to you and Arla. Go ahead, Tom.
K0PVJ. Dean, I don't know if you can hear me, but I hear you over FDR 2. So I'm copying you now, and that's unusual. Usually about this time of day I copy. So Roland, if he does not hear me, you might want to send a greeting to him. And we'll say 7399 to Dean. VA7RA, this is A0LF.
Any copy on Tom, Dean? I think he already signed off there, Tom. Just getting ready here. We got 2 minutes left. Anyone else want to squeeze in here at number 14? Over. All right, KG5PXO, go ahead there, JD. Say goodbye to Tom, over. Okay, very good. This is the Amateur Radio Missionary ServiceNet with Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha remoting to VE 7 Sierra Charlie Charlie, and putting the ribbons on and saying, y'all come back again tomorrow from 1500 to 1700 Zulu, and we'll be here. Someone will be net control. I'm not quite sure who will take it over, but Tom is designated, and he's listening right there now at AA0LF. Tom is I going to be attempting to get here? If not, we will have an